Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're getting very close to State of Origin season, probably my favourite time of the year, to be honest with you. Sort of derails the NRL season for a little bit, but I just love State of Origin and the three games we get out of it. And probably the most exciting bit of the whole thing is picking your teams in the lead up to New South Wales versus Queensland State of Origin. Now, NRL Roast Dean over there has done sensationally well. He's put together a thing on his website where you go through and you select your team for both states. So this morning, we're going to do a New South Wales and a Queensland one. We'll do New South Wales first this morning. We'll get stuck into that. We'll go through each position. The guys that Roasty has put in there as options, we'll just say who we've chosen, why we've selected that person, and maybe if there's anyone that he's left out of his list that we could throw in there. But personally, having a quick look over it, I think Roasty's done a pretty damn good job here. So New South Wales, fullback. The options that Roast has got here, James Tedesco, Clint Gutherson, Drinkwater, and Edwards. Obviously, Teddy, he picks himself here. I couldn't believe that some people were considering not picking him in their team a few weeks ago. Just batshit crazy. The captain of this team, the very first player picked, in my opinion. Gutho, Drinky, Edwards, all would have been good options, would have done a good job for New South Wales, but you can't go past James Tedesco. I think Drinkwater's been in tremendous form. Great to see his name even featured on here. Obviously, Tommy Turbo, Latrell Mitchell would have been other guys. Pappenhausen, they would have also been thrown on here, but all of those guys injured. But regardless, my pick would have been James Tedesco for this one. Let's move to the wing spots, jersey 2 and 5. The options are Josh Adokar, Brian To'o, Daniel Tupu, Ruben Garrick, and Alex Johnston. For me, Fox, he has been one of the best Origin wingers over the last few years. He's been sensational for New South Wales. Both sides of the ball, he's unreal. He's made a move to Canterbury, which he scored. Well, I mean, over the last few weeks, he's actually scored a heap of tries, but leading up to that, he was on a bit of a drought. Once again, people were questioning, would Josh Adokar play Origin? Another guy that I think Freddie would pick without any hesitation whatsoever. The other man, Bizza, Brian To'o, would be my other selection, and he will be Freddie's other selection. He was the best back rower in rugby league last year. He's probably been the best back rower over the last 3 years, probably head-to-head with Fox, to be fair, but To'o, coming out of his own end, he has been unreal. He's just so damaging, a great finisher as well, and he's got a combination already with the halves, which we'll talk about soon. So Fox, Brian To'o, I'd be shocked if anyone has any other wingers, to be honest with you. Other options here, Ruben Garrick, he has been great for Manly, hasn't got the attention that he probably should have over the last few weeks. Alex Johnston has been great for South Sydney as well, but just can't go past Josh Adokar, Brian To'o. Daniel Tupu is the other name there. He probably would have been my next pick. If Adokar or To'o was out, I would probably go with Daniel Tupu there. I think he's been great this year. He's been great for the last decade, realistically, Daniel Tupu. But Fox and Brian To'o, they are my automatic picks on the wing there. Centers, all right, this is where it gets interesting. Now, last year we had Latrell Mitchell and we had Tommy Turbo out there in the centres. They were, in my opinion, the two best players on the field in most all those games. They were sensational. I said on Bloke in a Bar the other day that if you take Turbo and Latrell in 2021 and you put them in any other Origin series ever, probably outside of 05 Joey, they probably get player of the series. They were phenomenal. New South Wales, a couple of big wins there, but those two, they were just so good. They were great in the first two games. They were incredible. We lose both of them, so we have to pick replacements. The options options that Roasty has got here, and I believe they're in alphabetical order. We've got Matt Burton, Stephen Crichton, Zach Lomax, Katoni Staggs, Campbell Graham, Clint Gutherson, Jack Whiten, and Jesse Raymond. They're not in alphabetical order. I'm not sure what order they're in there, but those are the options that we've got. Actually, they're in order from teams, I think. Actually, I've got no fucking idea. But those are the options that we've got to pick from there. For me, I've got Katoni Staggs. He is my first pick, and I will put him on the same side as Josh Adokar. So for me, I'll have Josh Adokar on the right wing, and I'll have Katoni Staggs inside him at right center. Left center, I'm going to go with Stephen Crichton, and I'm going to have Brian To'o on the left wing. Now, it's a bit strange, and I mentioned this on Bloke in a Bar the other day, that you have Fox, who's the left winger for Canterbury, you have To'o, who's the right winger for Penrith. I'm going to move the right winger for Penrith to the left side. I'm going to move the left winger for Canterbury to the right side, and I'm also going to take Penrith's right centre and Stephen Crichton moving to the left. Those boys have done a job before in the past. All of those guys have played both sides, whereas Katoni Staggs has only really played on the right. So I keep Staggs where he is on his debut to keep him comfortable. Stephen Crichton on his debut as well, but he has played left, he has played right, and he's got Brian To'o outside him. He will also have Jerome Luai on that edge, so it will feel very familiar for him. So as it stands right now, I've got Teddy, Fox, Staggs, Crichton, and To'o. That is my back five. Out of the centres, if I was to pick my next best, if there was an injury, I would probably go with Campbell Graham. I think Stretch has been unreal. There's an argument for Matt Burton, and I was really heavy on Burton a few weeks ago, but Stephen Crichton has played really good footy, and I can't not select him now. Matt Burton obviously has a connection already with the 5'8", Jerome Law, and with the halfback, Nathan Cleary, and the 13, Isaiah Yeo, the entire fucking team, essentially, and Brian To'o as well. So Matt Burton, I can understand you going him next, but I'd probably lean to Campbell Graham. I do think there's a world where Freddie picks Jack Whiten, though. I know that Freddie's going to pick him somewhere in this side. I wouldn't pick him personally, but I know Freddie will pick him somewhere. It could be at left center, or it could be on the bench. It'll be interesting to see which way he goes there, but I think he will be there. Zach Lomax, I don't think he was too far off the pace. Jesse Raymond's a good little smoky, but hasn't quite done enough for me. Gutherson, you can't pick him at fullback, realistically. You could pick him at center, but I wasn't overly impressed with him in the centers last year when he played, or the year before, whenever it was. So pretty happy with my back five there, and I think most people will be exactly the same. Let's move to the sixth jersey for New South Wales. The options are Jack Whiten, Jerome Luai, Nicho Hynes, Cody Walker, Matty Burton. For me, Cody Walker, Matt Burton haven't done quite enough this year. Nicho Hynes could be a decent option. He's probably played well enough to get himself into this side. But for me, it comes down to two blokes, Jerome Luai and Jack Whiten. For me, I couldn't possibly not pick Jerome Luai, especially with his combination with Jerome Luai. But Hynes and Whiten, I think these two will fight it out for the 14 jersey, which we'll get to soon. Jerome Luai, though, he walks into the sixth jersey. Sorry, I made it sound like I was really close to picking Whiten there. I'm actually not. I'm nowhere near it. I want Jerome Luai as my six. He is the obvious choice, especially when we get to the halfback, which we'll dive into now. The options are Adam Reynolds, Nicho Hynes, Mitch Moses, Nathan Cleary. Right now, as it stands over the last month, Adam Reynolds is probably the form guy over the last few weeks. Realistically, he's been great for Brisbane. He's injured, but I wouldn't pick him regardless. Nicho Hynes has been great, but I couldn't pick him in halfback, as has Mitch Moses. He played game three last year, which they lost, but I thought he was pretty good in. Nathan Cleary, though, he is the obvious seven for me. He picks himself. I think he's the best player in the world as it stands right now. So Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai are our halves. Right now, I'd be pretty surprised if anyone had anything different. Teddy, Fox, Staggs, Crichton, To'o, Luai, Cleary. You might change your centres up a little bit, but I don't think there'd be too much variety in there. Let's move into the forward pack, and going in the order that Roasty's put there, he's starting with a 13 jersey. The options are Jake Trbojevic, Isaiah Yeo, Cam Murray, Nathan Brown, Cam McInnes. Nathan Brown not in great form at the moment. Cam McInnes, I don't think he has the creativity to be a 13, especially when you compare him to the guy I'm going to pick. Cam Murray's coming off injury, so I would have him in the team somewhere, but I think he's been pipped out in the 13 jersey by Isaiah Yeo. Jake Trbojevic in a similar sort of mold. So Isaiah Yeo, he would be my 13, especially when you consider the rest of this spine, in particular the halves, Luai and Cleary. I think Isaiah Yeo has to be the 13. He's the best 13 in the world. You'd be crazy not to pick him in the 13 jersey. All right, second row, we've got a couple of options here. We have to pick two of them, obviously. The guys that Roasty has got here. He's got Sims, Frizzell, Liam Martin, Cam Murray, Angus Crichton, Colin Matangi, Ryan Madison, and Tevita Pangai Jr. Assuming he is fit and ready to go, which I think he will be, Cam Murray, he walks into this side for me. He has to be there. He would be in the second row for me. Ideally, I'd rather him at 13, but Isaiah Yeo just offers too much there not to pick him in the 13. So Cam Murray, he has to adjust a little bit. He comes onto one edge. On the other edge, It's going to be really interesting. Tariq Sims, he picked him last year. He did a great job. Liam Martin at the Penrith Panthers has been unreal this year. Angus Crichton has been great for the Roosters. He's sort of been moved around a little bit. Ryan Madison has been sensational for Parramatta as well. For me personally, I want Angus Crichton there. Angus would be my pick. He might not be in his absolute best form for the Sydney Roosters, but I think if you move him into this side with a team that's actually going forward and halves that really know what they're doing, the Roosters are great halves, but they're still sort of working out their system and whatnot. Angus Crichton would be my pick with Cam Murray. I think he'd do a sensational job. Let's move into the front row. And the options that Roastie's got here: Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Paulo, Payne Haas, Jake Trbojevic, Daniel Saifidi, David Clemmer, and Nathan Brown. Nathan Brown out of form. Couldn't possibly pick him, in my opinion. David Clemmer's looked really good. He's been playing great footy the last few weeks. I don't think he's Freddie's favourite, though. Daniel Saifidi, I thought he'd walk into this side, but let's be honest here, he is a little bit down on confidence at the moment. You then got Payne Haas, Junior Paulo, Regan Campbell-Gillard, and Jake Trbojevic. For me, Payne Haas is the automatic. He walks straight into this side in the front row, Payne Haas, and then his other partner to start the game. I'm looking at Jake Trbojevic, I'm looking at Junior Paulo, I'm looking at Regan Campbell-Gillard. I do think Queensland, they're going to have a pretty informed side, so I want to go for the big bodies here. I think I want to go for Junior Paulo to start the game. You could use him off the bench for some impact.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I think I'll find more of that as we go on. So I have got Junior Paulo in the front row, starting with Payne Haas as it stands right now. The 9 jersey, interesting one. Only 2 options here on Roasty's page: Damien Cook, Api Kurisau. The only other one you could throw in there is Reece Robson, but the reality is you're not going to pick him on the bench. You're not going to pick him over these two. So for me, I think Damien Cook walks into this side. He's done enough over the last few years. Api hasn't been playing 80 minutes. You don't want to have to pick someone that can cover 14 on the bench. So Damien Cook, he is the automatic there, and I don't think many people could really push back on that as far as New South Wales goes. Now we get to the fun bit. We've got to pick our bench, and you've got to be a little bit strategic here how you would build your bench. For me, I want a 14. I want a bit of a utility guy, and then I want to pick 15, 16, 17. I want some middle forwards, and I also want someone that can sort of cover the back row as well. So for me, straight away, I've got Payne Haas. I've got Junior Paulo. Gerbo, I pick him on my bench. He's a pretty easy one. You just need him in this side somewhere. I might even start him over Junior Paulo, to be honest with you. It'd be good to bring Paulo off the bench there. I would be seriously looking at a David Clemmer here, but I probably think he'll go with Saifidi off the bench. I would go with Daniel Saifidi as well. He's done a job for Freddie in the past. I think he can stand up and deliver in this game, but he has been underperforming. There's no doubt about that. If you were going solely off form, I would probably go with David Clemmer, but I think Freddie will go with Saifidi. So I think Freddie will go Saifidi. I'll chuck him in there with Jake Trbojevic. He's done a job for the last few years. Now you need a guy on your bench. Now, straight away, I look at names like Liam Martin, Tyson Brazil, Tariq Sims, and maybe even Ryan Madison. I think that if Maddo hasn't got picked the years before when he's been starting, I'm not sure if Freddie will take a punt on him this year, but I think out of all those guys, he's probably the most informed fella. Tariq Sims has done a job last year for them. He was sensational, and all the way leading up to Origin, I've sort of been thinking, I think Freddie finds a spot for him, but it's going to be very tough to leave Liam Martin out of this side. He just brings so much grunt to their side. So I think he probably goes with Liam Martin on the bench. And then 14. Now, for me personally, I would go with Nicho Hynes. That would be my pick, but I believe Freddie will go with Jack Whiten, realistically. I would go Hynes, so I'll put Hynes in my side, but I really don't think there's a world where Freddie doesn't pick Jack Whiten, so I think he gets the 14 role. So look, my 1-13, I think I've picked the same team as what Brad Fittler will pick, outside of maybe Whiten starting in the centres, but I think he'll be off the bench. So for me, if I was picking, My bench would be Nico Hines in 14. I would have Jake Trbojevic in the 15. I have David Klemmer in the 16. Then probably Liam Martin in the 17. But I think the way that Freddie will go will be Jack White in the 14, Gerbo on the bench, Daniel Saifiti on the bench, and Liam Martin. So interesting to see which way Freddie goes. Make sure you jump on the NRL Roast website, nrlroast.com. Jump on there, put your team in, submit it there, pick all your players. I think that he's going to put out some stats and everything on his page based on what you guys have chosen the most likely New South Wales team. But that's how I would line up. Teddy at fullback, Fox and To'o on the wings, Stags and Crichton in the centres, Luai and Cleary in the halves, Payne Haas and Junior Paulo up front, Damien Cook in the nine, Cam Murray and Angus Crichton on the edges with Isaiah Yeo in jersey 13. On the bench, I would go Hines, Gerbo, Klemmer, Martin, but I think Freddie will go Whiten, Gerbo, Daniel Saifiti and Liam Martin on his bench. As I said, make sure you go to Roasty's website, nrlroast.com. Make sure you fill that out. Let Roasty know who you're going so he can put together the most likely teams. And send me a message. Let me know what changes would you make? Where have I made mistakes? Who have I left out? Who have I undervalued? Who have I overvalued? What would you change? If you're telling me that you would bring Junior Paul off the bench, I can completely understand that. Maybe start Gerbo so you have a bit of impact coming off the bench. But that's where I love the big body of David Klemmer and having Liam Martin out there. He's just a little terrier coming off the pine. So that would be my New South Wales team. Let me know what yours is. Jump on nrlroast.com and chuck your team in there so Roasty can have a look at who you're picking. Before we love you and leave you as well, remember later this morning in about an hour or two, we're going to be dropping our Queensland team that we're going to select off Roasty's website as well. So stay tuned, our Queensland Maroons team for game one of the 2022 series coming up very soon on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.